Welcome to Context, a podcast about the history behind current events in the Middle East. I'm Becky Nyman. The history will be provided through audio recordings of my late father, Dr. David Nyman. Through this rich history that's been preserved in these recordings, I'm going to try to provide a different and deeper perspective on the issues facing the world today. This episode is Stepping in a Kurd. 6 years ago, I posted a video on YouTube about the ancient kingdom of Assyria. I had no idea what a firestorm of comments this video segment would ignite. It seems that the mere mention of the geographical region of Kurdistan was incendiary. Since the video was uploaded, pages and pages of comments have been posted. Some are angry rants, others are detailed explanations of the history of the region. When this lecture was recorded in the year 2000, it would have been impossible to predict the central role the Kurds would play in the unfolding crisis in the region. The comments shed light on the deeply entrenched prejudices, hatreds, and conflicts that revolve around the Kurdish people and the area in which they live. Here are a few samples. Kurds are nothing but gypsies without a home, and they are constantly killing us Assyrians. We don't fight back because it's against our Christian religion too, but still they keep murdering us, and we keep escaping. The Assyrians died out. These 28% of Kurds in Iraqi Kurdistan are these old Assyrians who got Kurdified. Neither Syrians nor Arameans nor Chaldeans were Assyrian. Assyrians were a Chaldean group of Akkadians who raped people in ancient Kurdistan and were just subhumans. It's Kurdistan. You like it? Live with Kurds in peace. If you don't like it, go live with Arabs in Basra. Done. It's a fact that it's Kurdistan, my friends. Iraq was part of the Persian Empire for centuries. Iraq was an abomination created by the occupying British. It is not a country that has any historical basis. The so-called Iraqis are all descendants of illiterate, nomadic goat herders. Forget the gypsies of Kurdistan. Forget the goat herders of Iraq. This entire region belongs to Iran. Why would he claim that today Assyria is Kurdistan? It makes no sense at all. Kurdistan as a modern-day state in the 21st century globalized world does not exist. It only exists as a region in some parts of northern Iraq, and does not even extend to Nineveh, Ashur, and Nimrud. Clearly, this doctor is twisting historical facts for his own and their own political interests, undermining the Assyrians, and cornering them by distorting their history. Well, that is not strange at all, because this doctor is a Jew. They support the Kurds to steal Assyrian homeland. They don't really care about the Assyrians, so it doesn't come as a surprise to me that he marginalized the Assyrians and used the dirty term Kurdistan on the Great Assyria. Yes, he is twisting historical facts for sure, and he works for his own political Jewish interests. Jews need help from another people in the Middle East, and the best choice for them is Kurds, at least for today. The seemingly innocuous comment that prompted this fury occurs about 18 seconds into this audio clip, which concentrates not on the Kurds, but on ancient Assyria. Enjoy.
In this region, now we can say around 1800 BC, we have the growth of aggressive kingdoms all over the Tigris-Euphrates Valley, that is, going up into the area of what is Assyria. Assyria is today Kurdistan. The mountainous area was Assyria. In this area, we have rulers who are establishing their control. And in the city of Babylon, a dynasty is established. We call it the First Babylonian Dynasty, Old Babylonian Dynasty. In the north, in Assyria, we have an Assyrian dynasty. These people also read and write, they write Babylonian, but they are in Assyria. And by the way, the difference between Assyrian and Babylonian language, you could say, is the difference between British and American today. Same language, but different, as I say, funny accent. But anyway, the Assyrian rulers dominate in this region, in Assyria, And only recently did we uncover a lot of writings about this particular period. The period we're talking about is 1750 BC. Back in 1936, two great archives were discovered. One is Bari, and one is Nuzi. In 1936, a period of great discoveries in many areas, in the city of Nuzi, they discovered 50,000 tablets, Babylonian tablets, which we'll discuss later on, because they come from a slightly later period, from about 1400 BC. In Mari, they discovered tablets from 1750 BC, 1750, 1730, and they are diplomatic correspondence. This is top-notch stuff. Diplomatic correspondence, letters exchanged between kings. Again, an archive of about 30,000. I remember when they were first published, I began to buy all of them. But in any event, you have in Mari these tablets which are diplomatic correspondence. Now, what is a diplomatic correspondence about? Well, about this time, 1750 to 1730, you have a kingdom in Assyria. I'll put the name. His name is Shamshi-Adad. Shamshi-Adad of Assyria, Shamshi-Adad I of Assyria, who was ruler of Assyria, he evidently conquered and established an empire over neighboring states. And so in this correspondence, what do we have? We have correspondence between him and his two sons. His oldest son is king of Ashnuna, Yasmach-Adad of Ashnuna. His younger son is Ishme-Dagan of Mari. All right, by the way, Yasmach-Adad, this resembles the name Yitzchak in Hebrew, Yismach. Yismach is a Hebrew name. It means may he be happy or rejoice. Ishme-Dagan is related to the Hebrew name Yishma. So Ishme-Dagan would be like Yishmael in Hebrew. Dagan, of course, is the god of grain of the Canaanite area, and mentioned in the Bible, by the way. The Philistines, in their temple of Dagon, Dagon is where they had Samson chained. Anyway, Ishme-Dagan is king of Mari, Yasmach-Adad is king of Ashnuna, and their father is king of Assyria. So you have the king of Assyria. Mari is on the Euphrates River. Ashnuna is along the banks of the Tigris River. So here Assyria rules over Assyria and Ashnuna and Mari. And the correspondence is between the father and his sons. And it's very interesting because they talk politics and strategy and war and family. So in addition to saying to his sons, and you could see that Ishmael Shamshi-Adad is a wise old man who knows his stuff, and he's teaching his sons how to handle their business. He tells Ishme-Dagan, look, if you want to maintain military discipline, you have to be very strict. You also have to be decent, you know. Don't be too punitive. Depends on the situation. But look, if a soldier disobeys and he does something which is potentially harmful, then you crack down on him. This is very important. You have to be very careful. And also, you know, we always have to be on guard against those people in the south. People in the south he's talking about are the Babylonians, who are southern to Assyria. And the Babylonian he's talking about is Hammurabi of Babylon.
That was Dr. David Nyman on Assyria from the lecture series Cradles of Civilization. Thank you for listening to Context, the podcast. You can follow the Context blog on the Times of Israel website, and please visit drdavidnyman.com for more audio, video, and other fascinating information.